which she was keeping hidden.
Whatever's on her laptop, she doesn't want to lose it. Now, what do you see when you look at this picture of Claire?
An unstable college student staring at street art.
I thought as much myself until I realized that the graffiti isn't graffiti at all. It's a variation on a Bongard puzzle. This particular type of puzzle presents two sets of diagrams. The diagrams in the first set share a common feature. The blocks never overlap with the curved lines. Conversely, in the second set, the blocks do touch the curves, but there's an additional common element.
There's a different number of blocks in each diagram. Code cracking. Sometimes you forget I was an international spy.
Fair enough. Now, using this pattern, I can fill in the blank space with the only number of blocks left out, which is three. Thus, solving the puzzle, creating a sort of three-pronged arch.
May I? There's your three-pronged arch, Harold. Glen's Van Arch in Central Park.
If you want to talk to Claire about this game she thinks she's playing, you'll find her there, and perhaps the next puzzle.
You still don't want to tag along?
No, I'm more useful here. If Miss Mahoney is half as smart as she seems, this hard drive is going to be difficult to crack.
Careful, Finch. You might have to admit you're actually working this number.
Claire's an exception.
Exceptions become the rule, especially when you start using their first names. Not sad of Claire at the arch.
Well, perhaps her hard drive will be more forthcoming.